Lord, as we look to your word, help us to understand it. As we look to you, will you help us to understand you? As we consider who we are in the big picture of all things, will you help us to recognize that that story is happening now in our lives, even as we look to your word? And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. So good morning. As Christmas comes around this time of year, we're reading through the book of Romans. We're sticking with it, and Christmas is found in there. If you turn to Romans chapter 10, you'll see what I mean. I hope. It's a goal. But we continue to look at our Christmas, right? This is the remembrance of the birth of Christ. And traditionally, you're going to say it was December 25th. Everybody knows that nobody knows when Jesus was born. But the 25th will do. Let's stick with that date. And then that makes this Sunday the second Sunday of Advent. So Advent is a word that means arrival. And so you have this tradition of counting 4 weeks of time leading up to Christmas. This is the second Sunday before Christmas. So we've embarked on looking at four aspects of the gospel of Jesus Christ for the four Sundays of Advent. Four aspects of the gospel that we have chosen to focus on this year are faith, hope, love, and peace. So last week we talked about faith, and we see faith again as we begin to recognize that these four topics, they occur simultaneously. They're interchangeably showing up in the gospel story. They mix together as the gospel works in our lives. So you wouldn't say, oh, first, what you have to have is the faith, and then what you have to have is the hope. You know, they sort of get, which comes first in life that's born spiritually from God that he gives you, these things come and are in evidence. And so we're talking about how you see, particularly today, we'll talk about hope, and it's found in the gospel and in the Christmas story. And last week we talked about faith. With faith, we recognize that God is at work through this baby, Jesus, in his life and through his death and by his resurrection. So along with this faith, we begin to see hope growing in us, right? Hope that God will do something that is not yet here. Do you have hope this morning? Wherever you are and whatever your situation is, do you have hope of what's coming? And I'm not just talking about the faraway place. I'm talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about later today. I'm talking about this sermon. Is there anticipation? And where will you meet with God as this is unfolding? Hope is the anticipation that something will arrive. And hope is the expectation that something will happen. And hope is the knowledge that help is on the way. Okay, but you know, we're not schlocking the lame promise that much later and further away is an imaginary thing that you will receive if you comply with religion. Okay, don't buy that junk. It's not further away and much, much later. It's here now, and it counts for tomorrow. And not just, oh, in the resurrection, Lord, I know that you will. You know, like Martha said to Jesus, yeah, much, much later, but my brother Lazarus is dead, and that ain't going to change, she says to Jesus, who's about to change it. So where are you in the stuff in your life? And you're like, that ain't going to change, and God's about to change it. Merry Christmas.